Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, usually happy today, I think, coaches, radio hosts, broadcasting. Julie, did I just hear a grumble when I said accused you of being happy? I thought I heard a little bit of a grumble.
I was thinking about, toddler's in a grumbly mood, so, you know, we just have to overcome
the toddler.
That.
Yes, that's the toddlers you guys frequently hear us refer to. Her name, of course, is Zoe Grace, and she is being
grumbly
today.
Unless she's grumpy, then she's the toddler.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's right.
She'll get over it after
good.
A nap. Yep.
That's, well, exactly. So, Julie, we have a great radio show. This is part two of what we started out talking about yesterday. And I know I received a bunch of emails about the topic yesterday, and I know you're receiving a bunch of emails. I assume you are, because oftentimes they'll send them to both of us. And this topic, guys, is really what we like to do, what we really love to do, actually, on this radio show is drill down on the essence of what it takes to have someone be consistently successful. We don't like to talk about, we avoid on this radio show exposing you guys to the flash in the pan ideas, to the things that basically are the easy button. The easy button of life has become something that a lot of us are addicted to. We talked about that a lot in the radio show, that most of the stuff that you guys are being sold as far as lead generation, as far as just everything in real estate, is nothing more than the easy button. The easy button is a nice way of saying they're gimmicks. They may work for a short period of time, but they won't work long term. What our philosophy is, and you'll probably agree that this is a good way of thinking about life, is that if you can build a strong skill set and a strong mindset, that whatever the market throws at you, you're going to be fantastic. And what a lot of folks do, and new agents, you guys in particular, are going to be the ones that are going to be most susceptible to these easy button ideas, is that you will try to avoid the heavy lifting. You will try to think that maybe somehow you're clever enough, or you know, there's some new technical whiz-bang idea that'll make it so you no longer have, or you never have to develop a skill set that is going to make it so that, you know, frankly, you'll have something, knowledge that other agents don't. And here's why a lot of you guys fall prey to that. Not only is it easy and it seems like it's a, you know, click here and everything's done for you type gimmick, but the other reason it is because you guys a lot of times throughout life have been following that path of least resistance in terms of hitting the easy button throughout life. So you've come to real estate, or maybe you're in real estate now and you're still addicted to the easy button. And if you guys are, if you're addicted to the easy button, email me directly, Tim at Tim and Julie Harris, or Julie at Tim and Julie at Tim and Julie Harris, and confess that you're an easy button addictee. So here's where this goes. If you've never actually taken the time to really master something, and that's, and guys, unfortunately, that's true. In our society right now, there really isn't a lot of emphasis on mastering anything, is there? And oftentimes, if you're somebody who decides that you're going to master something, maybe it's a musical instrument, maybe it's a foreign language, maybe it's it doesn't even matter what, you're learning how to code, someone who really takes the time to drill down, there isn't a lot of that anymore, is there? Most often, people are being convinced and being told that, you know, you just have general knowledge of a bunch of different things, and that's going to get you through life, and you can hire everything else out. Well, that's just not true. The reality of it is in real estate, guys, if you master, and I was having this coaching call with Brandon Jackson today, if you master just these three things, and there's five ways you can, you know, five real core activities that make you money, but really if you think about it, if you master these three things in real estate, you're never going to have any struggles. That's lead generation, it's pre-qualifying, and it's presenting. If you master those three things, just absolutely become the best at those three things. And I don't, you know, guys, this is the honest to God truth. You never become good at closing transactions. You never become good at anything else other than those three things. You know, you're doing your lead generation, doing your pre-qualifying, and doing your presenting on listing appointments. You are terrible at working with buyers. You're the worst social networking fool ever. You're worse at it than I am. You never learn how to do anything else. Your website, it's not even a website. It looks like it just is terrible. It looks like it looks like Zoe put it together for you, right? Just a mess of a mess. Doesn't matter. If you've mastered those three things, and by mastery, It means that you are better at it than you are better than anyone you've ever met before. That no matter where you are right now in the country, Julie and I could pluck you up and drop you at some other city, and you can say with 100% confidence, Tim and Julie, within 30 days, I'm going to take 10 listings because you know how to do it, and it doesn't require having to go out and buy listings. When you have that level of confidence and that level of mastery, that's ultimately, guys, the ticket, the main key, the main element to creating financial freedom, because you've now created something that most other people won't. You've created mastery. And I want that for all of you. I want that more than anything else. I want you guys to have that knowledge that, hell, you know, you might be in where Julie and I are from, Columbus, Ohio, but if you choose to, you have skills that are portable. You can actually get up and you could move to, say, Carmel by the Sea, or you could move to Manhattan. And within a short period of time, because you have these skills, they're portable. It's like being a physician, like being, you know, any kind of real professional. They have portable skills. See, what most agents do is they never develop skills. So they only develop the ability to basically patchwork quilt something together. They buy all their leads, and then they never have financial independence. They never have that confidence that, say, an agent that has taken the time to develop skills. So if, for example, you're in, let's say, Nashville, Tennessee, and let's say your dream has always been to move to Miami, but you've been buying your leads from Zillow, and you've basically been doing a lot of branding and a lot of marketing and doing a lot of direct mail and doing a lot of, you know, all this other stuff, you don't have portable skills, because if you get up and leave, you have to try to recreate all of that stuff in another market. You guys, if you've been in the business for any length of time, you know that you basic and you have been somebody who's never taken the time to master the skills, master the those three core activities. If you know, if you have basically been susceptible to the easy button, and it's true for 99% of us, so you're not alone. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You live in fear of that easy button not working a month or 6 months from now. You've probably experienced some of your lead generation, your paid lead generation things no longer working at the same level. And so in the back of your mind, you're probably thinking, I am sick of having to deal with the ups and downs of my income. I'm sick of having to worry about, as Julie says, the real estate night sweats. What do I do about it? That's what this radio show is about. And that's what, again, the carryover from today's, you know, this is part two of the radio show. And what we're doing is we're giving you guys on this radio show specifically, and I'm going to shut up here in a second, Julie, so you don't have to panic. We're going to get through today's notes. Is we're going to give you the exact breakdown, scheduling activities, and tell you in some detail why those need to be prioritized in the order in which they're being prioritized. So write things down, take this seriously, and implement it. And ideally what you're going to do is, Real Estate Treasure Map. A lot of you guys have been asking about that book. We are still giving that book away for free. That book is automatically sent to you along with, by the way, five other books, Real Estate Treasure Map, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, 12-Month Lead Generation Ideas, and I don't remember the other two books' names. Those books are all given to you free, no strings attached, by simply filling out the form on your mobile device right now while you're thinking about it. Scroll just slightly down, put in your name, your email address, and your phone number. You'll schedule a free coaching call, a free call with one of our consultants. They'll answer any questions you might have. They're going to want to tell you, and you're going to want to know about Real Estate Coaching Essentials. That is our coaching program. It's becoming an absolute incredible success across the country. A lot of great, I mean, you guys are all, those of you who've been listening to us for a while, you know Coaching Essentials is the backbone of our whole entire coaching program. It's your listing presentation, your pre-listing pack, all your forms, your checklists, your team systems, your BPO automation system, your REO system, your everything you possibly need in the real estate business system is included in Real Estate Coaching Essentials, and it's only $99 a month. We have, Julie and I are personally underwriting this with a lender, so 100% of you guys are improved. $99 a month, did I mention that? No payment for the first 30 days. And this is a real honest-to-God coaching program, meaning that you have a semi-private weekly coaching call with Julie, and then you get an additional real honest-to-God one-on-one coaching call between you and your coach per month. $99 a month, no payment for the first 30 days. Every single one of you, no matter what your current financial situation is, can enroll in this program. But in the very least you should do right now is fill out that form, get those six free books, talk to one of our consultants, and you determine whether or not it's a smart move for you. So, Julie, let's just jump right into your notes where we left off yesterday.
Yes, you got it. So we were talking about the ideal daily schedule, and we had made it through your initial morning where your job is to be 100% in control of your mind, body, and wallet. So by the time you get to about 7 a.m., you will have checked in on those three key components. Otherwise, the rest of your day will be a train wreck. So 7 to 8 a.m. is what we made it to. Prepare for your day, breakfast, shower, dress. When in doubt, dress for success. Seems like a minor point, but having gone to lots of open houses on all of our adventures, because that's what we do, is housing research in different markets, et cetera, for fun. Some of you guys, seriously, flip-flops in an open house? I don't care if you do live in California. Dress for success. Always be dressed one level nicer than your prospect or client. When in doubt, dress for success. Oh, but I don't have any appointments today. I'll just wear sweatpants to the office. Really? What if one of your past clients pops in with a question? You want to look like a slob? Cut that out. And I believe that it does make a huge difference mindset-wise when you go to your office dressed as if you could go to a listing appointment today. Don't you think you're more likely to actually set a listing appointment today or go on one? So 8 a.m., take 20 minutes to clear out any mission-critical email, voicemail, texts, etc. Now, we used to say, don't visit it at all, but we know that's unrealistic. You guys have things going on. So if you're going to do it, limit to yourself, maybe even set an egg timer, 20 minutes, clear out mission-critical email, voicemail, text. Delete all trash and spam. Delegate anything you can to your transaction coordinator, personal assistant, etc. And if you don't have those people, then you are your transaction or personal assistant. Prioritize by urgency and have a plan. That's your quick foray into the land of voicemail, email, etc. That land can be scary. Limit yourself to 20 minutes. Okay, so now we're at 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Relentless lead follow-up with intent to set appointment. Now, since you're most likely to set an appointment with this category of prospects, it's valuable to pursue them first thing in your day. You have their phone numbers. You guys all like to whine and complain about not being able to get phone numbers. Well, if we're calling them a lead, it's because you got their phone number. They're expecting
your call.
Hey, Julie,
do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Julie, do you mind if I was just thinking as I was listening to you, I was just thinking these guys are going to be thinking, oh, my God, someone's leaving me a voicemail. Panic, panic, panic if I don't call them back right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, here's the way you can leave. Here's a quick sort of bonus tip. On your voicemail, you guys can work this and customize it and personalize it. But the essence of it is hi, this is Tim Harris. You've reached me, you reach me during normal business hours. Or I'm sorry. Hi, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. If you're calling during normal business hours, please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back within the hour. If you're calling in the evenings or on weekend or during the weekend, please leave the name and or please leave your number where I can reach you during normal business hours. You get the gist of it. And some of our other clients, what they'll do is they'll take that message and then they'll say, I return all calls between 1 and 3 o'clock. So they're setting the expectation as far as when they're returning calls, and they're letting people know that are leaving the voicemails in the morning that, you know, you're not getting a call back until basically I decide to call you back. So, you know, setting the expectation will 9 times out of 10 make it so people won't call you back a billion times and have freakouts and panic and all the rest of it. So just keep that in mind. Julie, you don't need to tag on that. Let's just go right to your next
Excellent point. I agree with it completely. Okay, so again, we're in relentless lead follow-up land because you are most likely to set an appointment in this category and because you have the phone numbers. They're also expecting your call. If you're calling them a lead, we can say these things about them, right? So remember to pre-qualify all listing and buyer leads prior to setting that appointment. Do not skip the pre-qualifying step. You should never, ever end the day or even the morning with leads you have not followed up on. Use proven follow-up scripts, which, of course, we give you in the Coaching Essentials class. So relentless lead follow-up, really critical. When you do it every day, first thing in the morning, you won't be behind on your lead follow-up ever, and you'll be full of appointments. So now it's 9:30. More lead follow-up if you have the leads to follow up on. If not, it's time for lead generation. Choose your most likely to list spokes first. Yes, this means unrepresented sellers, otherwise known as FSBOs, expireds, probate, these types of leads. It just makes sense to speak with people who need what it is that you do. Remember, if you generated enough leads to follow up on, do that first. Some of you guys put some prospecting pressure on yourselves with leads you haven't followed up on yet. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to create new things for yourself when you haven't followed up on old things, especially if some of those leads that you haven't called yet, you paid for. Does that make sense, Tim? I get kind of hyper on this type of lead follow-up section of the day because I've just seen too many people leave money on the table with that.
Well, you and I basically, this is a few years ago, you and I actually kept track of all of our top coaching clients, and we did a little survey. How long does it take for you to call back leads? And then we did, looked at the results for virtually everybody else. Let's say the top producing agents were agents earning over $500,000 versus everyone else. I don't remember the exact parameters, but here is the bottom line. There was no time between, when they got the lead and when the lead was followed up on. It was like 5 minutes or less. And the answers varied greatly for the people earning a lot less money, from hours to days to never. So really, if you're looking at one of the little, easy to apply secrets of being successful, it really is following up on that lead immediately. Now, if you do get a lead in the morning, when you're doing your lead generation, you're doing your dollar productive activities, you could hypothetically have somebody else following up on those leads right away. But I'll tell you psychologically what I would do is I would be okay. If you lose someone when you're on the phone and you're doing your lead generation activities every morning and you get some lead in, you can have, say, for example, as Julie was saying, from 9 till 10 or whatever, you can have that during your proactive lead generation. And you could then have your lead follow-up be, say, for example, from 11:30 till 12. So just by putting it off, you might be breaking your own rule of, furiously fast lead follow-up, which is our rule. Furiously fast lead follow-up is one of the secrets, right? But during that morning time, that really the big takeaway is that morning is sacred. That morning is a time where you do everything in your power to stick to the schedule. Now, it doesn't have to end on the hour and begin on the hour. Don't go super analytical and drive yourself nuts. If you have a little, one thing flows into the other, that's fine. But as long as you're completely to the highest level doing the activities in the morning that you're supposed to be doing, no matter how you feel about doing them. Remember, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Please write that down. Say it. Never forget it. That is the key to your long-term happiness. When you do those activities every single morning, everything else will flow for the rest of the day. And we've said this before, and we've gotten some nasty emails about it, and I don't care because it's the truth. If all you really do in the real estate business is lead generate, pre-qualify, and master being a great, on listing appointments, and you really don't manage the rest of your business, your rest of your life, it doesn't really matter. Some of the most successful, wealthiest agents we've ever coached are crazy disorganized. They're late for their coaching calls. They forget their names. They're crazy disorganized. But it doesn't matter because when you make enough money, I can hire a business manager to help you run your money. I can hire a CPA to help you do your taxes. We can find other people to do all the other stuff, but we can't find anyone else to do those three core activities. Those three core activities have to be done by you. Everything else we can hire out. No problem whatsoever. If you never want to work another buyer again, take enough listings and you're off to the races, or just cherry pick your buyers. So, guys, focus, drill down on what Julie's saying.
All right, perfect. So we are up to 10:30 a.m. This is where you call your required, core spoke here for everyone, your required past client center of influence list. So remember, we've had discussions about this before. You take the total number of people in your list, you divide it by 20 working days, 40 working days, or 60. That determines how many people on your list you'll call daily for you to contact your sphere every 90 days or less. I don't like punching it out past 90 days, because I've seen the massive impact it has on businesses where you actually talk to your past clients in Sphere every quarter. Now, if you have a smaller list, at least for now, of course, you should be growing your list. But the advantage of a smaller list is being able to talk to all of them every 30 days or every 60 days. So that's what you do between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. Let me give you a quick math example. If you have 100 people on your past client center of influence list, and maybe you've got 250 on your list, but you've only got 100 phone numbers, well, you divide the list by 20 working days, and you have to speak with 5 people a day in order to touch your entire list monthly. What would your business be like if you just took 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. and did that? You see how we're kind of touching your different spokes here, but this is such a core, serious, important spoke, everyone can handle that. 11:30 a.m., take a breath. Assess your day so far. Have you set any appointments yet? If no appointments, proceed to continued lead follow-up or prospecting. Your job is to set appointments. 12:30, lunch. Yes, actually eat lunch, ideally with a past client, current client, etc. Eat lunch somewhere in your market where you can be out and about talking about real estate. yes, I want you to actually feed yourself, have a normal, you know, normal people eat lunch. But if you can do it out in your marketplace and talk about real estate, it's better. So then we get to 130. Check in with your transactions. Now, this can be a big black hole of excuse making, but at 1:30 in the afternoon, it is time to check in with your transactions, your team, your staff, your co-op agents. This is your hour of power, not your next week of power. Your hour of power to keep your existing business buttoned up. Only 1 hour. If you can't do it in an hour, it's because you need to get a transaction coordinator. So now we've led up to 2 o'clock, 2 to 5. This should be your appointment time. And, Timmy, you talked last podcast about the importance of monitoring your morning schedule being the most important thing, because afternoon time really should be appointment time. But if there are no appointments for some crazy reason, you're not on appointments this afternoon, you have options. But they all should center around creating income. So appointments are best.
Yes.
But after
but
that,
Julie,
it's time for – yeah. Go ahead.
Well, so don't let that go by, because that's important. So what a lot of times will happen is as you're building up the endurance, the muscles, the mental, emotional muscles to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, it's going to take a lot of, you know, it's going to be a lot harder than a lot of most of you guys expect, because, you know, you guys are old farts, ooh, like us. Ooh, did I just say that? And so maybe for your entire life, maybe, that's right, maybe for your entire lives, you've been, you know, going wherever the strongest breeze blows you. You haven't had a schedule since you were in school, many of you. You haven't actually mastered anything, really, maybe ever, but, and I don't mean to be a jerk by saying that, but it's true. What have you ever actually mastered in your life? Some of you guys were athletes. Julie was a professional musician. Those things are mastery. But many of you never have mastered anything, ever. This is your time to master those three core activities. It's really critical that you do that. If you're wondering why, you know, somebody's more successful, you know, like our superstar, you know, we're Frederick Eklund. I sent him a listing referral, you know, in New York. You guys know him from the Bravo TV show. If you guys, you know, if you look at that guy, he has mastery of his listing skills, doesn't he? No question. He may not be good at very many other things, but the things he's good at, he's great at. And those skills are portable. Want better proof? He also sells real estate in Europe. So it all works. It's universal. When you have mastery of those three skills and you build up a listing inventory and you have that listing inventory up to what we call your magic number, and the magic number is a formula for figuring out how many listings you need at all times in order to basically be able to predict what your income is going to be next month, 6 months, 12 months from now. By the way, the magic number formula is included in the Real Estate Treasure Map. That's one of the free books we give you when you guys fill out that form. So just scroll down and fill out that form. Or if you're on your desktop, you can also go to joinharris.com, joinharris.com. So once you've accomplished your magic number, for some of you it's going to be 10 listings at all times. Some of you might be 5 listings at all times. It really depends on your own personal financial situation. And if you have the money coming in and you've reached your magic number, here's the truth. It doesn't matter what you do in the afternoon, okay? You can go golf every day. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in the morning and you're doing it at the highest level, and you've got your magic, you know, you basically have your optimum number of listings that you need, you can go spend your life however you want to. That is the 100% truth. You don't need to be working 12 hours a day doing a bunch of nothing. It's crazy. Have some, go out there and actually, you know, live life. That's what you're supposed to do. That's one of the motivations that many of you had to, when you got in the real estate business, because you wanted to have that freedom of schedule. You've only earned that right to have that freedom of schedule when you've actually done what you didn't want to do, when you didn't want to do it, and you're consistently generating listing appointments, going on appointments, and then you have your, you know, your magic number of listings, and that creates consistent cash flow. Guys, remember when we've told you on virtually every podcast that real estate can be a very simple and elegant real estate? It's probably the best business you can get into, in my opinion. It's elegant when you do it right. It's a confusing nightmare of a mess when you basically do it wrong. We have given you the keys. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't think it's harder than it is. It isn't. This is a beautiful, beautiful business. When you accept the fact, those two things, I'm going to say it again. Some of you guys have your teeth itching right now, I know, but doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And when you've accepted the fact that you have to master your ability to self-lead generate, to pre-qualify, and to go on appointments. Ms. Julie?
Yeah, that's basically the essence of it. So, again, afternoon time, a little bit of flexibility, but ideally we're keeping our eye on the ball. Appointments, especially if you don't have that magic listing inventory just yet. So I made a note here, if you get bored or unproductive with your normal routine, break out of it by going after a new spoke, like probate, new construction for rent by owners, or a new category for your center of influence events. So this leads us up to about 5 o'clock. Now, give or take a half hour here or there, around about the end of the day, your job is to tie down loose ends. Any negotiations, this is a major point, especially as you guys get busier and busier, any negotiations, I don't care if it's a home inspection or the third counter offer on a deal, they should be resolved on your side and sent to the other side so that that agent owes you a response in the morning, not the other way around. Some of you guys create so much undue stress by doing silly things like leaving an offer open until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Well, you think you're going to sleep tonight doing that? Really? Okay, especially on big deals that you're somewhat dependent on. Don't do that. Think about what you're signing yourself up for when you're negotiating back and forth. Even if it's a minor little home inspection or something like that, you take care of it on your end and you put it in their lap for tomorrow morning. That way you can concentrate in the morning and you don't have the pressure to get back with other agents, because what's another major common excuse? Well, I couldn't follow my morning routine because I was negotiating something, because I had a home inspection blow up, because somebody lost their financing, whatever. You've got to put it in, make it somebody else's problem so that they owe you in the morning. That is such a huge thing that buys you guys time, peace of mind, gets rid of your 3 a.m. real estate night sweats. If you're not feeling you need to do that now, wait till you have 3 more deals pending than you're used to having pending, and all of them have something going on. So instead of pulling back and saying, I can't handle anymore because I'm too busy handling all of the stuff going on, manage your time better, put it, you know, it's somebody else's problem, and then in the morning, later on, at noon, you check your voicemail, they've sent it back to you, and you're in contract. So a lot of this is kind of detail work on the schedule, but little things can buy you a lot of time. So back to you, Tim.
Well, so guys, rounding the bend on the schedule, rounding the bend on the mindset that we're hoping a lot of you guys adopt, you know, it always comes down to the choices that you personally are going to make with this information. Are you actually going to decide to do something with this? You know, I was just actually, Julie, I got a newsletter as you were reading the last point, and there's a really great article on there where the gal is talking about basically, you know, she says the shiny object syndrome, and that's it's basically our way of saying the easy button. And she's talking about all the gimmicks and all the things that are being sold to realtors. And I thought how timely that was, that, you know, that Inman article was kind of, you know, we're sort of in harmony with what we're presenting. So anyone who's been in this business, here's some cold hard facts for you guys. I know you guys like this information, especially, you know, there's 100 and some thousand of you that listen on a regular basis, and at least 50% of you are new to the business. I recognize that, especially from the emails that we get from you guys. Well, most agents are out of this business within 24 months. That's a cold hard fact. Mm-hmm. Most brokerages know that most agents are going to be out of the business in 24 months, and they don't really invest crap in you guys. They're going to give you enough information so that basically, you know, you hopefully don't get them into any trouble. And then what they're going to do is they're going to kind of encourage you to go after your centers of influence and past clients, and that's going to be the extent of it. Because they know that every single new agent has, generally speaking, 8 to maybe 15 organic centers of influence and past client transactions that they can generate. You know, their aunt, their uncle, their neighbor, their brother, their sister, that sort of thing. But beyond that, and after you've basically gone after the low-hanging fruit, then most agents fail because they don't have any clue what to do next. That is the usual life cycle of most realtors. That's the reason the fail rate, the churn rate in this industry is epic. And guess what? The brokerage industry itself, unfortunately, is designed around that churn rate. It's not the brokerage's industry per se. It's not their fault that this is the way it works. It's because most agents aren't willing to, frankly, really master any set of skills and have the discipline to have a schedule that will start producing results beyond just those, you know, low-hanging fruit, centers of influence, and past client type deals. You guys have got to accept there's just no way around it. This is not a theory. This is just a simple fact that, yeah, it's going to take some work. When Julie gives you this schedule, and we're going to, you know, we're going to print this schedule off, we're going to put it in the show description too so you guys can cut and paste it. When we give you this schedule, some of you guys are thinking, oh, my God, that's too regimented. I'm somebody who takes pride in basically being able to just kind of wistfully go here and there, and that's how I want to run my life, and that's fine. Okay, that's fine. You want to do it that way, that's great. But you're only going to become so successful. But guess what? Some of you are going to be happy with the level of success you get from not having discipline, not having a schedule. You're going to be fine with that. You only want to do a handful of deals per year. You only want to make enough money to pay for your family's trip to Disney World. This message really isn't for you. This message is for everybody else who's wanting to take their business and make it into an actual business, who's wanting to actually create financial freedom, who's wanting to actually, who's willing to do what other people aren't willing to do. And when you are, guys, and when you're willing to do it with a mindset of service, you're going to have a life that other people can only dream of, and they're going to wonder how the heck you did it. So you have got to learn to be, you know, practical, common sense approach to the real estate business. When you get one of these easy button clowns that come to town and are trying to sell you on, you know, some easy way of that'll solve all your problems, you've got to know that those guys have been around forever. They're selling the same gimmicky crap that they always have been selling, and they know that a certain percent of the agents in the audience are going to buy their easy button gimmick, and then they're going to essentially be out of the business in 24 months. That's just the nature of how this industry works. Don't be like that. Be one of the agents that's actually willing to master a skill set, to become the best at what you do. You know, that's really real. That is the essence. That's the core. That's the beauty of why this business is so great. Because 99% of the agents aren't willing to put in the effort, aren't willing to master a skill set, it's actually fairly easy to compete. You think there's a lot of competitors out there, and there might be a lot of licensees. That's true, especially in some of the bigger markets. But when you actually comb through all of them and how many of them actually have a skill set, how many have a pre-listing pack, how many have a listing presentation, how many of them know how to pre-qualify. I mean, I have agents that I personally coach that are making millions of dollars per year that still don't consistently pre-qualify. But if you become one of those agents that has discipline, you will make more money and help more people than you can ever possibly imagine. People will be attracted to you. You won't need to do gimmicky crap to have sellers and buyers even try to find you. You won't have to run ads. You won't have to do billboards. You won't have to do all the rest of it because you'll develop a reputation for being somebody who's a true professional. In your marketplace right now, there are probably two or three agents that you know make a ton of money and sell a ton of houses, and you never see them advertising. You don't even, they're like stealth agents. Just somehow, magically, they are making a ton of money. And I bet you every single one of those agents are one of our coaching clients. Because we help people build profitable, consistent real estate practices so you guys can then reinvest that money into whatever you choose to, ideally, basically to create some passive income so you can be rich where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. Guys, we love this show. We love the opportunity to help you. Anything we can ever do, remember, just request it. You can the easiest thing to do is fill out that form so we can send you those free books. So just scroll down. If you want to email me directly, please do so, tim@timandjulieharris.com, or, of course, julie@timandjulieharris.com. We love your guys' emails. Sorry you don't read more of them on the radio. Some of them are just too personal. We feel like we'll be betraying a confidence if we share some of the things you guys say in emails. So, you know, that's the reason we don't read them every day. But we don't read them every day on the radio, but we do read all of them. We do reply to all of them. We do appreciate the feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. In the meantime, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.